Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Tasha Cobbs, how many are ready to see the chains broken in your life? How many are ready to just visualize those chains just falling off you? Chains of depression, chains of suicide, chains of despair, chains of not enough, chains of envy, jealousy, chains of all of these ugly things that we have going on. How many want to see those chains broken? Oh, well, the Lord is here. Hallelujah. He's still sitting on the throne. and he's still reigning in the lives of his people. He's still reigning in this country. But God has not forsaken his people. Amen, amen. We greet you once again in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection. We are here to encourage somebody. We are here to inspire, to enhance, to enrich, and to empower souls to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. How many know we have a destiny to pursue? I don't care what it looks like. Hey, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That is our destiny focus for this week. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34:1 say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, we're going to embrace that scripture this week, and we're going to talk about blessing the Lord no matter what you're going through. I will bless the Lord. Amen. So we thank you. We pray each and every one of you have had a blessed weekend, a glorious weekend. And now we're back on this line to glorify God. Now we're back on this line to encourage one another and let you know that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Excuse some of the background noises today. I pray that it don't get too loud. You know, these little apartments, you can hear everything. Hallelujah. But I bless the Lord today. I thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and we're just going to ask Sister Ruby. I will be speaking today, so we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking today. Amen. On tomorrow, Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us, so you don't want to miss that, and we'll let you know what God has lined up for the rest of this week as we proceed in it. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. We're going to let you open up with a word of prayer for us on today. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, that you brought us back, kept us all weekend, and brought us back at the point of time today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our founder that you have set on this, over this broadcast, Evangelist Bernard and the host. We ask you to bless her, protect her, God, and direct her. Let your blood cover her, Lord Jesus, each and every one that come on the broadcast that you assigned to come on. We thank you and we praise you and we love you for this opportunity, because you didn't have to give us this opportunity to come on and preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, your death, burial, and your resurrected. You're alive forevermore, and we know you're alive because you send your rhema word to us each and every day, all throughout the day, all throughout the evening, all throughout the night. Whenever we call, Lord Jesus, you're there. You say you can call on you 24 hours, and you say you never slumber and you never sleep. You always there for your precious saints and your people. We thank you for that. We thank you for sending a rhema word this week about we will bless you, Lord Jesus. We will bless you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. And we will thank you for having to be a part of your royal family that you have chosen out of this world. Not us, not our parents, but you have chosen us to be in your kingdom, in your church, and in your family, and to do your will, O Lord. We want to be here to do your will, to speak your words, to walk as you would have us to walk, to stand and firm on your word, Lord Jesus, because your word never fails us, because you provide for whatever we need. You know just what we need, and you know just when to send it. Hallelujah. You said you watches over us to perform your will. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to be on this week with the subject, title, topic that you have gave Evangelist Bernard this week. And I know for a fact that it comes from you from above, Lord Jesus, because you have allowed me to be on here next Monday to be 20 months that you have a
podcast
where we can go forth and preach and teach your word of men and bishops and pastors and lay and all the saints come on with bringing your word and preaching your word, and you so kind and merciful to us that you put in a reflection, a time of reflection, so you allow each and every one that you sent on this broadcast to have a word to your precious people all over this land. And we thank you for this witness tool, because it's just not in the United States, like us, all over the world, and you have designated it and you have said so. So we thank you and we praise you, and we ask you to bless Minister Lewis, Lord Jesus, as he's recovering in the hospital, Lord Jesus. We know you can go where we can't go. Lord, cover him, protect him, keep your blood around him, and let them find out what is wrong with him and bring him back where he can be strong and preach your gospel, the death and very resurrection of you, Jesus Christ, because you are alive forevermore. And you said that you save as such should be saved. Hallelujah. You asked us to look to the hill from which our help comes. You're the only one can help us, Lord Jesus, through our trials, through our disappointments, through whatever go on, Lord Jesus. We know that you have your arms around us, and you love us, and you protect us, and we just thank you for it. We ask you to bless each and every one that come on this line, their families, their homes, Lord Jesus, schools where the young people and children go, Lord Jesus, to hedge your protection around them as they go forth. We thank you and we praise you, and I thank you for this opportunity. And if I said or done anything against your precious stone, Lord Jesus, I repent, because we don't want your words to be hindered because of something I said and done, because you want to have a clean vessel. You want to have a heart that's like your heart. Like you said, David is a man after your own heart. We want to have your heart today, Lord Jesus, and each and every day. Teach us, guide us, and direct us, Lord Jesus, to be pleasing in your sight. And we'll give you the glory and the praise, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. 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 Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to amen. God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that powerful prayer. God bless you. Amen. We just thank the Lord again for an opportunity to still yet be in the land of the living. We thank God for another day that he has kept us. Amen. Amen. As we said earlier, Sister Ruby was praying, and Minister Mike, just want to give you all a report that he is home. Many of you all that were on the line last week heard him ministering the word on last Thursday, and he was talking about time was winding down. Amen. And did not know on Saturday, 2 days later, he was laying in a hospital bed, had some chest pains around his heart. So I'd just like to report to you all today that he is out of the hospital and he is at home. So we thank God for the effectual fervent of prayers of the righteous. They avail it much. Amen, amen. We were seeking the Lord on what does he want us to talk about on this broadcast this week. And I had asked a few people, was there anything that they'd like to discuss, and just didn't get a clarification on some things. So as I slept on last evening and then all through the day yesterday, I just heard the Lord saying, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless. I just kept hearing that word, bless, 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 bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I just kept hearing that. So when I hear something continuously, I just flow with what I hear. Amen. And this is our destiny focus for this week. And I know it's of God, because I was not even thinking of a story to go along with what the Lord was speaking about, blessing him. But as I began to think about Minister Mike, And, you know, that just let us know that we're only one prayer away. We're only one prayer away. We're only one breath away. Tomorrow isn't promised to us. So, therefore, we have to bless the Lord today. We have to be thankful. We have to be thankful. If he just woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, that's enough to be thankful for. If he kept you with a roof over your head, if he provided for your children and kept them safe where no harm and danger came upon them, that's enough to bless him. That's enough to be thankful for. And sometimes we get so caught up into what we're going through that we fail to acknowledge God for his presence. We fail to acknowledge God for his grace. We fail to acknowledge God for his mercies, for his mercies. The Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. So therefore, this is what we're going to talk about this week. I will bless the Lord at all times. That Psalm 34 and 1 say, and his praise, and his praise, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Not your praise, not my sister's and my brother's praise, but God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's whom we need to bless. That's whom we need to give thanks to. That's who we ought to bestow honor upon. Amen, amen. And as I look at Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Our delight should be in the law of the Lord. And when we get our delight in the Lord, then we'll meditate upon his goodness day and night. And the Bible says, and he shall be. We're talking about the blessed man. The Bible says in Psalm 1 and 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. See, in due season, you're going to bring up the right fruit because you're blessed of God. His leaf. This is not my word. This is the Bible. This is the holy word of God. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ah, God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Then verse 4 said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Ah, so all you got to do is don't even focus on them, because in a little bit, you won't even see them no more. They'll be just like the children of Egypt. They'll be just like the Egyptians when the Lord allowed the children of Israel to walk through on dry ground. But after they had completed their journey, he drowned the Egyptians. He said, stand back, he told Moses. Tell him to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Hey, to see these folks that's doing you dirty, these folks that's scandalizing your name, these folks that's kicking you up under the bus, you won't see them anymore. He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. God knows the way of those that are righteous, those that are blessed. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen, amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's our subject this week. That's our destiny focus. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I want to invite your attention. I'm going to try as best as I can to teach a little bit today. So we're going to do some word study today, Bible study today. Amen. We're going to get some basic instructions before leaving this earth. We're going to get a little something today to learn about God's blessing, to learn how we're blessed, to learn how these blessings are going to overtake us. Ah, hallelujah. Malachi 3:10, it says, bring the Lord begin to speak. Ah, God, I'm going the way you lead me today. Amen. Malachi 3:10 say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. When the Lord open up the windows and pour you out a blessing, ah, you're amazed. You're surprised. You're shocked because you know you didn't do it of your own strength. You didn't do it because you're deserving of it, but because God have mercy on whom he will, he bestows these blessings upon us. And that's not our message, but I had that scripture set aside. Amen. We're talking about blessing the Lord at all times, no matter what you're going through. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I want to invite your attention first. Let's turn to Genesis. We're going to go back into where all of these blessings begin to come upon us. Amen. We're going to go back a little bit. Amen. Because we have everything started in Genesis. Everything started with God and his chosen people. That's how everything started. So we have to go there. Amen. So turn quickly to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to read these first two verses, first three verses, amen. And this was talking about when God began to deal with Abraham about getting out of his country and about assuring him. See, you got to know God is with you when you leave your home. You got to know when you leave your familiar surroundings and go into a strange place that you've never been before. You have to know that God is with you. He said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of the earth. Amen. So we're going to read a little bit. And as I begin to study this morning, we're going to visit a story. And we're going to try to highlight how God can anybody curse that which God has blessed. And we're going to read about that today. So let's read these first three verses. It said, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Listen, this is the Lord talking to Abram. Okay? He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. The Lord is telling Abram what he's going to do for him, and thou shalt be a blessing. So the Lord said, as I bless you, Abram, you're also going to be a blessing. In verse 3, this is a key verse, and he said, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. See, people try to curse you when that ain't God's will for your life. God told Abram, I will bless them that bless thee. And those that curse you, I'm going to curse them. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 22. We're going to move along because God is trying to say something to us today. Verse 22, and we're going to read verse 17 and 18. This is still God promising blessings upon Abram's seed, because we all know that Abram had Isaac in his old age. Hallelujah. And verse 17 and 18 says that in blessing, he's assuring Abram. Now let's go up to verse 15. verse 15 says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, the Lord put Abraham to the test. He said that in blessing I will bless thee. So he's solidifying that covenant. He's solidifying that agreement. He's putting a seal on it again because he had already told him to get out of his land. And now when he blessed him in his old age with a son, the promised son, he's telling them again. Because you were so faithful and you didn't withhold your only son from me, Abraham, he said, I'm going to reestablish my covenant with you again. And he said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, he, verse 17 said, that in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying, see, God will multiply you. I will multiply thy seed. As the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And we're going to talk about some enemies that the Israelites had. We're going to talk about some enemies that the Lord allowed to take a curse in which they would have cursed them and made them bless them. And he said, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. People of God, when you are obedient and you obey the voice of God, he said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's a promise of God. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I'm going to curse those that curse you. Oh, let's move on a little bit. And in verse 20, chapter 26 of that same book, let's turn to chapter 26, and let's look at, now you don't have to turn to these. If you want to jot these down, you can. Verse 24 says, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham. Ah, this is where you appear to Isaac. And he said, thy father, fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So even the covenant that God made with Abraham, he still took that same covenant and that promise, and he blessed Abraham's son Isaac. Amen. And even 27 and 4 says, and make 27 and verse 4 says, that my soul may bless thee before I die. So Jacob was trying to bless his children before he died. Amen. But as I was studying, the Lord told me to go to Numbers. And this is where our lesson is going to be taken out for today. This is our lesson. The Lord began to open up this lesson to me this morning. And we all know, some of us that are Bible scholars and some of us that get into this word and study it, we know about Balak and Balaam. Hallelujah. How Balaam was a king there over the Moabites. Hallelujah. And he already had heard about all of the beautiful things that the Lord had did for the children of Israel. Amen. And he was afraid that the Israelites was going to come and attack him and take over everything that they had. So therefore, he began to solicit this soothsayer, and this was Balaam was a prophet, but he was a soothsayer. He wasn't a prophet of God. He was a prophet of divination, and he began to offer animal sacrifices, not to the Lord, but to these pagan gods that they were serving in the land. So let me be very clear with you all on today as we begin to read upon this story and hear what God is trying to tell us today. He's saying, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. But this king of the Moabites, he has solicited this prophet, this soothsayer, this prophet of divination to curse the people of God. But how many know that when you set out to curse God's people, he's not pleased with it? He becomes angry, hallelujah, and then God begins to come against those that come against you. So you know what? Don't be discouraged when people come against you. That's the plan that the enemy has set up for you. But how many know that God has a divine plan? Because God is the blesser. We are the blessees. We receive the blessing, but God is the one that have all blessings in his hand. Ah, God, and I said, Lord, what are you trying to say to us today? And he began to take me to this story. So we're going to read a little bit. So I want to invite your attention to the book of Numbers. Let's go to the book of Numbers, and we're going to go to the 22nd chapter where all of this began. And let me just give you a little background, a little bit about how this story is going to evolve. Amen. We all know, we say Balak, he was the king of the Moabites, of Moab. Amen. And he had hired Balaam. Amen. He hired Balaam, and he began to tell Balaam, and we're going to read where you can see it for yourself. Those of you that never visited this store, you'll see it today. Sometimes we hear a preacher begin to elaborate a little bit about Balak and Balaam, amen, and how this king of the Moabites, he had hired this prophet, this soothsayer to curse God's people. But how many know, baby, that when you have designed a plan to curse me and to bring me down, guess what? The blood of Jesus is covering me. It's covering me. The blood of Jesus is going to cover. Amen. So let's go on. Let's read a little bit. We're going to start. Let's just go on and start at the first chapter. I mean the first verse. We're in chapter 22 in the book of Numbers, and we praise God for any that may be in the chat room listening and those that are listening live on the internet. We pray that we can glean something today on how to just bless God, how to be thankful, how to know that God is fighting your battle, because the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord, but how many know that the victory is ours? The victory belongs to God's people, but the battle is the Lord's. Amen. So let's read. And sister, do you feel like reading a little bit? Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Ruby, did you feel like reading a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I thought you were saying something else about the word. Chapter 22, verse 1. And the children of Israel.
Wait, I want you to read verses 1 through 4, then drop down to 6, and then 8 through 12. And then I'll tell you after that.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, verse 1, chapter 22, I'm reading out the King James Version. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plain of Moab, on this side Jordan of Jericho, verse 2. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, And Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. Verse 4, and Moab said unto the elders of Medan, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the axe lick up the grass of the field. And Balaam, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. And I'm going down to verse 6. Come now, therefore, if I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Preadventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou bless is blessed, and he whom thou curse is cursed. You say six.
Okay, now wait. Stop right there, Sister Ruby. And let me just read this verse again for you, because this is going to highlight how God played out and how God came in and blessed. This is the king, Balak. And he's saying, come now. He's beckoning. He's asking this prophet, this soothsayer, to come. And he said, come now, therefore, I pray thee, and curse me this people. So he's asking Balaam to come and curse this people, because Balaam was known all over the country as a prophet of divination. And see, the Moabites, they believed that blessings and cursings from the gods could be manipulated by skilled agents, meaning agents of the devil, agents of divination. So he really was a warlock. He was a prophet. He was a prophet among these warlocks, skilled. But he made sacrifices with animals. Amen. And as we go on in the story, we're going to see that. So Balaam was a satanic figure. He was a prophet that, again, specialized in animal divination. Amen. So he said, come now, therefore, I pray thee, and curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. That's what the king Balak is saying. He said, peradventure, perhaps I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I want. He said, I know that whom thou blessed is blessed. So he's saying to this prophet, to this false prophet, this prophet of divination, that I believe in what you're doing. I believe if you bless something, it's going to be blessed. And I also believe that that thou curse, it is cursed. So they believed in all these pagan gods. Oh, but they did not know that the Israelites were serving the true and living God. So let's go on to verse 8 through 12, Sister Ruby.
Okay. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the prince of Moab abode with Balaam. Verse 9, and God came into Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said,
say that again.
And God
read
came
that again.
Verse 9, and God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee?
Go ahead.
And Balaam said unto God, Balaam, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, have sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which cover the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Preadventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. Verse 12. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed.
Wow, listen, so let's stop a minute, Sister Ruby. So, see, God visited Balaam. See, God will visit your enemy. You might not believe it, but this story going to make you to believe God will visit your enemy. And what the enemy meant for good, God will turn around for the good. So God visited Balaam and said, Balaam, what men are these with thee? And Balaam began to tell him, this is Balak, the son of king of Moab. And Balaam began to tell the Lord what he said. He said, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt which covered the face of the earth. They're multitude. They are great in numbers. And come now, curse me there. That's what Balak is saying. Perhaps I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. But you cannot overcome those that God has blessed. And verse 12 said, and God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Look at God. Now God is talking to this false prophet, this prophet of divination, this prophet of pagan worship, idol God worshiper. God is saying, you will not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. So God is talking directly to Balaam. So God is interceding for his people. God is intervening on Israel's behalf. And let's go on, verse 16, read 16 through 20, Sister Ruby. Tell me about God.
Oh, praise
the Lord. Drop down to 16.
Okay, and they came to Balaam and said unto him, thus say, what's that, Balaam, I got that, Balaam, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou say unto me. Come therefore, if I pray thee, curse me this people. And
okay, stop right there, Sister Ruth. Stop right there. So I told you all as we open up that the enemy will always promise you something that he really can't deliver on. So he said, King Balak said, I will promote thee. He's telling this prophet, this pagan prophet, that I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, and I pray thee, curse me this people. So he wanted Balaam to curse the people. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, verse 18.
Oh, we're in verse 18. Okay. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Becca, if Becca,
Balaam
would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now, therefore,
stop right there, Sister Ruby. Stop right there. I'm sorry. I got to elaborate on this verse. So Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balaam, he sent his servants to tell Balaam what he was going to do. But if Balak would give me his house, so Balaam is saying, I don't care if he got his whole house full of silver and gold. I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, my God. Now he's calling, look how intimate Balaam is coming, becoming with the Lord. Now this is a man that was a soothsayer. This is a man that worshiped idol gods, that prophesied to the people with animal sacrifices. He's telling the servants, you go back and tell your king that I don't care what he's promising me. You can promise me the word, the world, but I can't go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Drop down to verse 20, Sister Ruby, and then read verse 22 on now. Read 20,
okay, and
then start at 22.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Verse 20, and God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt do. And verse 20, and you said, I'm going to 22. Okay, and 22, and God's anger was kindled, because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, And his two servants were with him. And verse 23, and the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyard, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me those three times? And Balaam said,
stop right there, Sister Ruth. Stop right there. Okay, now we see that God had already orchestrated this event. God already had the ass ready to see the angel of the Lord. And the Lord opened up the ass. Oh, the ass is only a donkey. That's what he was riding on. He was riding on a donkey. And that donkey, the Lord opened up that donkey's understanding and opened up his eyes where the donkey was able to see the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. And as he was riding up on his ass, the two servants that was with Balaam, they couldn't see. The Lord blinded their eyes. See, the Lord will blind your enemy's eyes, but he allowed that whom he has designated eyes to be open. So that was the donkey. That was the ass. Oh, my God. Have you ever heard in history that an ass opened up his eyes and saw the Lord, the angel of the Lord, standing with a sword in his hand, ready to cut Balaam's neck off? But the ass, we're going to read on in the story how the ass saved his life, how God allowed the ass to begin to speak. In verse 24, said, but the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyard, and a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall. The ass was very wise. She didn't want to die, and she was trying to save her master from dying also. In verse 26, and the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with his stick. A staff ain't nothing but a stick. In verse 28 said, and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, this is the ass now talking to Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? So the ass is saying, if only you knew how I have spared your life, and you whipping me with the stick, and I'm causing the angel that's standing there with a sword in his hand, ready to cut your neck off. I spared your life, and you gonna keep hitting me with this stick? Read verse 29, Sister Ruby.
And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass.
Listen at him. Listen. Balaam is talking back to the ass. He said, because thou hast mocked me, I wish I had a sword in my hand, for I would kill you. He would have killed the ass that had saved his life. And that's how many of us are. We'll kill the very people that help us. We'll kill the Lord who have made provision for us. Hallelujah. We'll damage and go out and talk about those that the Lord have put in our path to be a blessing to us. Instead of honoring them, we'll curse them. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, verse 30.
And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I'm that ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine until this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face.
All right, people of God. Verse 30 says, the ass said unto Balaam, am I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine until this day? When I was born, I guess what? And you read me up to be able to be effective and carry you from state to state. I am that ass. And was I ever want to do so unto thee? Have I ever failed you, master? And he said, nay. Balaam said nay to the ass. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And verse 32, go ahead and read them, verse 32 through 34, Sister Ruby. I'm trying to show you all something. The Lord gave me this story to read until you're hearing the date, because the Lord said, I kept hearing, I will bless the Lord, I will bless the Lord, I will bless the Lord. Now, if I ask him bless the Lord, what about us, his chosen people? If I ask and be thankful and recognize that God has an angel with a sword standing there to protect or to kill. So see, when the angel comes, when an angel visits you, you either going to live or you going to die. Either or. He's not going to visit you just shoot the breeze with you, but it's for a specific purpose. That was our lesson for 2 weeks, going through with a purpose. The ass went through because he had a purpose. He was trying to spare his master's life, but God blinded Balaam's eyes where Balaam wasn't able to see the angel of the Lord, but the ass was able to see it. See, that's why the Bible says two, Sister Ruby, is better than one. Two is better than one. You don't know who God is connecting you with. You don't know who God is. God has out here to impart a word of life to you. You don't know who's praying for you. You don't know who's God talking to about you. That's why we say, I will bless the Lord at all times. We got to bless the Lord regardless of our situation. We got to bless the Lord regardless if he answers our prayers today. He may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. He was on time to spare Balaam's life because God wanted Balaam to turn the situation around. God wanted where he would have cursed the people for silver or gold. God talked to him and changed his mind. I believe today that Balaam's life was spared because he obeyed the instructions of the Lord. When you are obedient to God's voice, don't listen to your family. Don't listen to your friends. If God have given you an assignment and God have spoken something in your spirit to do, you better perform it. Don't consult with nobody, because when you would consult with other folks, they'll change your mind and make you miss your blessing. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 32, and the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou spitten out thy ass as these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is preserved before me. And the ass.
Verse.
perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times, unless she had turned from me. Surely now also I have slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto you, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the prince of Balak. And when Balaam...
All right, stop right there, Sister Ruby. Stop right there. So you hear the angel of the Lord ask Balaam, why have you smitten this ass three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee. I went out to oppose thee. Not the ass. I stood in the way. I stood in the way. I'm the one that wronged you, not the ass. And he said, and the ass saw me. This is the angel of the Lord conversing with Balaam. And turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. So the angel is telling Balaam, if the ass wouldn't have dropped, if the ass wouldn't have hit the wall, if the ass wouldn't have buckled among you, I would have killed you. But guess what? I would have saved the ass, but I'd have killed you if the ass wouldn't have obeyed my voice, if the ass wouldn't have saw me with the sword in my hand. That's why the ass did that. The ass was trying to save your life. But I would have killed you, and guess what? Let the ass live. Hallelujah. And Balaam said unto the angel, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease me, I will get me back again. Then the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with those men. He's telling them, go with them. But when you get there, I'm gonna begin to speak. I got a word. See, the Lord got a word that he want to speak. Sometimes Abram want to speak. But the Lord says, shut up, Adrian, sit down somewhere. I got this today. The Holy Ghost going to speak through you. Even though they're hearing your voice, this is my word that I'm putting in your mouth. Woo, you better watch God today. The Lord took me to this today because he wants to encourage somebody and let them know that I have blessings and I have curses in my hand. Can't nobody curse whom God has blessed. So if you're walking around today and you feel like you're cursed, the tell the devil he is a lie. He can't curse the people that God said he's blessed. Amen. He said, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balaam. Hallelujah. And for time's sake, let's drop on now to verse 37.
And Balaam said, which one, 37?
Yes.
And Balaam said unto Balaam, did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore earnestly thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God in my mouth, that shall I speak.
All right, stop right there. So Balaam said unto Balaam, I earnestly sent for you, and you came as not. And he's telling them, you don't know who I am? Don't you know I have the power to promote you? Don't you know I have the power to make you rich? I can promote you or I can pull you down. And then Balaam said unto the king, I am come unto thee, but have I now any power power at all to say anything? He said, the word that God put it in my mouth, that shall I speak. So Balaam telling him again, I don't care about your riches. I don't care about what kind of glory and honor you can bestow upon me. I must obey the voice of the Lord. I have to speak what God says speak. Oh, Balaam took a stand. Balaam took a stand. How many of us are willing to take a stand today? Oh, Mr. Ruby, we're going to go on down to chapter 23 now. And we're going to drop down and we're going to go to, we're going to skip over a little bit. Let's go to verse 5 in the chapter. We're in chapter 23 now. We're going to finish this story. Amen. Because the Lord is saying, he want us to bless the Lord at all times, no matter what come up against you. See, this man wanted to curse God's people because of fear. He feared the Israelites. He feared they were going to come and take over the land. So, therefore, he believed in a false prophet. He believed this false prophet had the power to curse God's people. But let me tell you, people of God, you can't, don't you put your mouth on God's people. I got to come against your whole family. He'll come against your bloodline. He said he won't even leave nothing to piss up on the ground when you fool with God's people, when you dishonor God's people, when you blaspheme God's people. God will start fighting. God will put an angel there with a sword in his hand to kill you, and you don't even know they're staying in there. God will use an ass like he did with Balaam to save his life. Hey, you know why God wanted the ass to save Balaam's life? Because Balaam was going to obey the voice of the Lord. See, God, let me tell you something. God can take that which is bad and clean it up and make it good. God can take you from being a murderer and a thief and a prostitute and clean you up where you will be a prophet and a prophetess and an apostle of God. Women of God, men of God with honor, but we must obey what God wants us to obey. We must bless the Lord at all times. We must not seek after riches. We must not seek after silver and God, but we must seek after the Lord. David said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, my foot almost slipped, almost. What is that word when you talk about almost? Almost mean you did not do it. Almost, you was thinking about it. The thought entered into your mind, but you did not do it. David said, my foot almost slipped. You can always have an almost. That almost mean you did not commit, Sister Albertine. Sister Ruby, you did not follow through on the thoughts and the intents that was in your heart. You were obedient to God. Hallelujah. Let me finish. I got to finish. Let me go on, Sister Ruby. Let's go to verse 7. 7 and 8.
Okay, chapter 23. Okay, you don't want me to read 5?
No, go on, let's we read that.
7, okay. Verse 7, and he took up his peril and said, Balaam, the king of Moab, have brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come curse me, Jacob, and come define Israel. How shall I curse whom God have not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord have not defied?
Drop down to verse 10.
Oh. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the numbers of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Go to 11. And Balaam unto Balaam, what has thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together.
So the king is saying to Balaam, stop right there, Sister Ruby. So King Balaam is saying to Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I summoned you to come curse mine enemies. And behold, thou hast blessed them all together. Ah, hallelujah. So let's drop on down to verse. We're going to go down to verse 16. And let me just go on and read this, Sister Reuben. We're going to close on up. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? And verse 19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. When we hear that, this is where this come from, because Balaam refused to curse God's people. And he said, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Look at Balaam, this false prophet, this soothsayer. He done changed his mind about God. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, he's saying if God said it, he shall do it. If he spoken it, he shall make good of it. So verse 20 said, behold, I have received the commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Balaam said, I can't reverse what the Lord has done. So let's drop down to 23. We have chapter 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment. There is nothing against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrought? Look at what God has done. That's what it's going to be said of Jacob, and that's what it's going to be said of Israel. Look what the Lord God hath wrought. And let's go to verse 26. Say, but Balaam answered and said unto Balaam, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that must I do. That I must do. So Balaam is reiterating that again. Look, man, get away from me. You can't entice me. You can't seduce me with your silver and your gold. You can't seduce me with all the riches that you have. I must obey the voice of the Lord. Now we're going on into chapter 24, and then we're going to finish. This is where these stories end. It'll end in chapter 24. But we're wanting you to see today that you have to bless the Lord. You have to be comforted in knowing that God has your back. You have to be comforted in knowing that God will not let nothing come upon you and overtake you. God will fight your battle. God will cause an ass. If an ass has to save you, God will send an ass to send a word. God will send an ass to speak a word. God will send an ass to stop a man from destroying you and your whole family. So we're at chapter 24, and we're going to go to verse 4 and 5, and we're going to drop down to 7. He had said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. Ah, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Verse 7 says, he shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Verse 10, it says, and Balak's anger, the king's anger, was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, again he said, I call thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee thou to thy place. He said, get from among me. I don't even want to see you no more, because I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord had kept thee back from honor. So he's telling Balaam, I sought to promote you, but the Lord your God, who you have decided to obey, he caused you not to be honored. Is she crazy? How in the world you going to give me honor that God ain't giving me? You can't give me honor if God don't honor me. See, folks are trying to give you titles. Folks are trying to give you degrees. Folks are trying to give you certificates and license. But let me tell you, people of God, I don't care how many licenses or degrees or certificates folks try to confer upon you. If God ain't in it, I don't care who folks say you are. They can give you, they can ordain you and consecrate you to the office of a prophet and the office of an apostle. Oh, but if God ain't called you a prophet, if God ain't called you an apostle, you better be careful. You better be careful. God is the one that promotes. He is the one that exalts. Hallelujah. Verse 13 said, again, Balak said, if Balaam would give me his house full of silver, this is Balaam talking, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord said, that will I speak. Hallelujah. What the Lord said, that will I also speak. Hallelujah. And now behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor had said, and the man whose eyes are open had said. He had said, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Shep. And Edom shall be a possession, also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiant. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth in the city. And when he looked on Amalek, and he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nation, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. So, people of God, he took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when God doeth this? And Balaam rose up, we're at the last verse, and Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak also went his way. Whom God have ordained, whom God consecrate, whom God bless, nobody can curse. He told Esau, he said, whom I bless, can nobody alter. And that's what he's saying to us today, people of God. People of God, be encouraged. God is with you. Be encouraged and bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Exalt his name. God is the one that made kings. God is the one that made queens. God is the one that ordained apostles and prophets and prophetesses and pastors and teachers. He said, I gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of the body, to edify the body, to uplift, to encourage, to inspire, to enhance, to empower. That's what we're here for. We're not here to build a name for ourselves. I will bless the Lord. You have to bless God at all times. His praise has to be continually in your mouth. Hallelujah. If we can only see this thing the way God has designed it to be. He said your latter end is going to be greater than the former. If we go back to Job, hallelujah, Job, friends, said, hallelujah, that he had did something that wasn't pleasing to God. That's why all this calamity has befallen you, Job. But Job stayed firm. Job stayed firm in the God that he served. Job stayed firm in the God that he trusted. Job stayed firm in the God that was able to bless him. Hallelujah. Even Job's wife said, you need to curse God and die. His wife told him to curse God and die. But Job held on to his integrity. Job held on to what his faith and his trust was in the Lord. He said, I will trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Though he's afflicted me, allow the enemy, God allowed the enemy to afflict Job. The devil just didn't afflict him. The devil had to get permission from God. Before the devil can touch us, he has to get permission from God. He has to get permission from God. So don't let him just come in your life and wreak havoc in your family life. Talk to that devil. Tell him you're a lying wonder. Tell him you ain't God. You can't curse me. Hallelujah. How can I curse whom God has blessed? That's what Balaam said. I can't curse God's people. I must bless them. Balak was mad. He, and that's just how the devil, he offered Jesus when Jesus was in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And he had fasted, and he said he presented bread to Jesus. He told Jesus, come on up here, and let me show you everything I can give you. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Hallelujah. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, don't let people, the grass always seem greener on the other side. Sister Ruby, that beautiful grass. Hallelujah. But the next door neighbor grass may seem a little more greener than hers. Oh, but when you go walk up over there, you'll see, I stay here with Sister Ruby's grass because that one, it looked good from afar. And that's how the devil operates. He'll show you everything from afar. Hallelujah. And promise you these things. Look at this man. He going to promise Balaam honor, riches, silver, and gold. Well, the Bible tells me the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000 hills, it belongs to God. Who can bless you and give you honor greater than God? The devil is a lie. I'd rather trust in God. Some men trust in chariots. Some men trust in horses. But I will trust in the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I've tried to teach this lesson today. Hallelujah. But you know, the preach come up in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you got to preach it. Oh, but I bless the Lord today. I thank him for this story. I thank him for when his people was discouraged. God always sent in. God a taker. Hallelujah. He took a prophet of doom, a prophet of divination. Hallelujah. And God made him obey his voice. God made him bless the people of God instead of cursing them. Won't he do that for you? If you trust it, if you obey it, if you listen to that voice, if you decide to commit your way to the Lord, How nobody have taken of the gospel plow. Ah, hallelujah. And God did not reward them. He said, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what my friends have obtained in the world. I don't care about these tangible things. All I want to do is see Jesus. I want to see him in peace. God, because the suffering that I'm going through here, hey, God, it can't even compare to the glory that God has awaiting me once I have gone through. Because he told me in his word, if I suffer with him, one day I'm going to reign with him. Oh, I'm looking to reign with Jesus. I'm not worrying about what I don't have. I'm not worrying about what I'm going through. Oh, yes, it bothers you sometimes because we're in this flesh. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded of the scripture that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I got a heavenly place. I'm working out my own soul salvation. With fear and trembling. I'm not looking to the right or the left. I'm going to take Job's testimony. Though you slay me, yet will I serve you. And we all know Job's latter end was greater than his former. We know they killed his sons and his daughters, but God gave him double for his trouble. How many is willing to wait? How many is willing to go through? How many is willing to suffer as an evildoer for righteousness' sake? How many is willing to push back their plate? How many is willing to go out in the highways and the hedges and compel men to come? How many are willing to say, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I'll die? How many is willing to say, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise shall continually be in my mouth? How many are willing? How many are willing to go the extra mile? How many are willing to forgive those that despitefully use them? How many are willing to love as the Bible says? And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and never forget God's benefits. Hallelujah. He forgiveth all our iniquities. He healeth all our diseases. He redeemeth our life from destruction. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfied our mouth with good things. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger. And plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has dealt with us after our own kinds. Hallelujah. He has rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is God's mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so shall he flourish it. For the wind passeth over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to keep such as his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, his ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Ah, we give you glory today, God. We thank you for the word that you have given us to teach today. We thank you for the word that you have given us to impart to your people today. Oh, we pray somebody have been encouraged. We pray somebody's eyes have been enlightened. We pray somebody's understanding has been opened. We pray that they get clarification in this word, clarification in your will for their life, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for this story. We thank you, Lord God, because you're always willing to bless your people. We thank you, Lord God, because we are blessed. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Amen. Amen. God bless you all on today. Ah, glory to God. Bless the Lord. Thank you for Sister Ruby. Thank you for anybody that's on the line. Thank you for those that are in the chat room. You can go back and listen to these messages in their entirety at www.newdestinyministries.com. That's our website. You can visit us. Visit our website. Visit blogtalkradio.com. Amen, amen. Remember the Lord says he bless whom he will. Hallelujah. God want to always bless his people. He don't want us to be cursed. Hallelujah. He said, after you have done the will of the Lord, hallelujah, then you need to have a patience. We need a patience to wait on him. Hey, it ain't done overnight. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Go through, people of God. But in your going through, remember to bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise be continually in your mouth. Make your boast in the Lord. Make your boast in God. Don't make it in people. Put your confidence in God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The lines. Sister Cammy.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Cammy.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Sister Cammy, praise the Lord. Your
yeah,
line
good
is-
afternoon, Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby. How you doing?
Bless.
Yeah, God is good. Thank you again for a wonderful word, for a teach, preach word. I do appreciate everything that you've been doing, and I appreciate God for using you in a mighty way. And I just want to again just say thank you. I'm praying for you and praying for the ministry and pray that you keep going forward because God is doing great things. So thank you again.
Well, we certainly thank God for you, Sister Cammy. I got your message, still didn't make that contact that I needed to make with Pastor Hamilton, but, you know, the Lord always have a word. We just thank God for you. Thank you for your sowing into this ministry, your time, your funds, whatever you sow. We certainly appreciate it to the utmost. God bless you. I hope this word, I tell you, I had no clue. I just didn't have anything, and I was supposed to talk with the pastor, but didn't. So I said, Lord, what would you have us to talk about today? And I just kept hearing, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless. Because sometimes we're not thankful. We're not thankful. You know, God don't have to do anything for us, but because of his love, because of his kindness, he always comes to our rescue, and we have to be thankful. We all are going through something. Now, the past 2 weeks, we were talking about going through with purpose. And the Lord took me to this story today about Balaam and Balak. We have to bless the Lord and know that everything is working for our good. I believe that. I believe that the Bible says all things work together for the good. Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. And that latter clause say, and to them that are called according to his purpose. See, we just focus on the first part. We don't entertain the second part. He said, to them that are called according to his purpose, his will, hallelujah, his divine blessing on our life. That's what that's about. Amen. So we just thank God for you, Sister Cammy. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Sister Albertine, praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. Sister Ruby, Evangelist Menard, thank you again. That message was really right on time. It's something I needed to hear because I've just been going through a lot. And it's kind of like a Job experience, but I know that in the end, that God is going to see me through it. I'm going to get out of this. And I'm not worried about nothing. I'm just going to continue to praise him. I'm not going to worry about my car. I'm not going to worry about my house. I'm not going to worry about none of it because I know that if so, he'll replace it. And I'm not going to worry about it.
He has something better. That's it.
His name. And for him to tell you that, that's confirmation. Because he kept telling me this morning, just continue to praise my name. Just continue to bless me. Just bless me. Just pray and bless me. So this morning, I had a big meeting, and I just said, Lord, I'm just going to, whatever the outcome, I'm going to continue to bless you. So that's my theme. I'm just going to continue to bless him no matter what.
I'm not
worried about what anybody got to say. I don't care what nobody thinks. I know God is taking me and leading me, and I'm going to continue to bless him no matter what. I'm going to go through with him.
Hallelujah.
And that person, bless him first. Praise the Lord, and I thank you again for your ministry, and thank you for your prayers. I've been praying for the pastor. I pray that he's doing well in the hospital, and I'll continue to pray.
Yeah, he's out the hospital.
And I say, thank God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. So I'll continue to pray, and thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you for that beautiful word of God. I really appreciate it, and it was truly a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Jesus. And I will continue to praise the Lord. I shall bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I thank the Lord. Thank you. And thank you for your prayers as well. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now, I know one thing. None of us have gone through like Job. I think Job has the greatest testimony in all of the books of the Bible. His was the greatest because you know why his was so great? Because God allowed the enemy to attack Job. God allowed him to attack him, and he allowed him to attack him because guess what? The enemy already knew that Job loved the Lord, and the Lord began to have a conversation with the devil. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. I believe the Lord initiated that because the Lord wanted to show the enemy that I don't care what you did to Job. Job was not going to curse me. The Bible said Job was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Even when Job thought that his children had sinned, he petitioned God. He went before God. So Satan said, if you touch him, if you afflict him, take everything from him and afflict his body, his flesh, and I guarantee you he'll curse you and die. But you know what? Job did say some ugly things, but he never cursed God. He still trusted in God. And guess what? The Bible declared that Job's latter end was greater than the first. People of God, don't get the, especially Sister Cammy and Sister Albertine, I just want to tell you all. I hope nobody get jealous. I'm singling them out because they came on this line together. They came on this line together, and they have been faithfully listening to this word. Many of you all have too. Sister Ruby started out with us. She's been on this line next month, 20 months. But I'm singling out Albertine and Cammy because guess what? I I have witnessed how God has transformed their lives. Yes, they're still going through, but guess what? Their businesses, they're entrepreneurs. And guess what? When you sell out for God, glory to God, he will not take anything from you and not give it back. He'll give it back 100-fold. So I'm telling you, Albertine and Cammie, y'all business is about to flourish. Hallelujah. Because guess what? The suffering always seems unbearable. But when you look, when you just can envision the blessing, look at Balaam in this story. He denounced, he said, I'm not accepting your silver and gold. I know there's been some proposals that have been given to Cammie and Sister Albertine, but they maintain their integrity. They can sell out the day of the bar and go meet some celebrities. Go to Hollywood and get some shows, get some new shows and stuff going. But you know what? That the devil wants you to sell your stuff. What you call them things?
The film deal to get a new show deal.
Yeah, these shows and stuff that come on television for the new season. You can go sell out. But guess what? If it's not of God, it's going to come to naught.
Amen.
Balaam said in the last chapter 24, he said the people is going to be able to say about Jacob and Israel, God has wrought this thing. What it is, God has done this thing. That's who you want to get the glory from. God want to get the glory out of your lives. So guess what? This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I'm encouraged every day. If I told y'all what I was going through, y'all would say, Lord, how she get on the line every day? Because I have to do like David. I have to encourage myself.
Amen.
I have to encourage myself and know that this too gonna pass. And I know one thing, I haven't served God for 29 years, almost 30 years, and he's just going to abandon me in my time of trouble, in my time of need. God is not like that. Did you read the chapter where Sister Ruby? God is not a man that he would lie, neither he is the son of man that he would have to repent. God don't have to lie, and he don't have to repent. And when God gives you something, Sister Albertine, he'll give you peace with it. See, when man give it to you, you gotta bow down to his whims and his wishes. You gotta be like a little puppet on the string. Everything like Simon said. Simon said this, and you say, you know that little game we used to play. Simon said this, and if Simon said, then you gotta say it. The devil is a lie.
Amen.
See, when God gives you something, it's freedom in it.
Amen.
It's freedom, and you'll be able to go to sleep at night and have a peaceful rest. Oh, but when the devil give it to you, he got some strings attached to it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you all the day, whoever else on this line, wait on God. He'll bring you out. Hallelujah. I didn't envision myself being in a place where I didn't have five children to care for. But look, 14 years, 20 years later, Sister Seal in prison, 14 years later, raised all my grandchildren. They done graduated from high school, got one more left. So why? So today I'm saying, Lord, I got to bless you. Hallelujah. You are the one that brought me out. You are the one that had peace to maintain and keep my composure and not crumble and die. Hallelujah. You kept food on the table. You enabled me to do their hair every day. You enabled me to go to 3 and 4 different schools, being a taxi cab. And sometimes I get a little down and I say, Lord, I've given so much. And sometimes you feel like you receive so little back. Hey, God, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. But I thank the Lord. Because it's just about over. Hallelujah. Sometimes I feel like, you know, the career that wanted, and everything I desired to do, I couldn't do it. It was all whole because I had to give up my life to take care of all of these children. Oh, but I'm a witness today. Hallelujah, that God will bring you out. Oh, I will bless the Lord. I got to bless him. I could have committed suicide. I could have just ran off the cliff and just ended it after I lost my daughter. But I had these children that was dependent upon me. Hallelujah. And I decided to take them all. I decided to be the one to raise them. Hallelujah. And I did the best that I could do. Now I'm done. So I want to encourage you all today to know that God haven't forgotten you. Stop. You can't make no sacrifices for God. You can't make sacrifices for God's people. You can't sow into the lives of others and God abandon you. I heard Albertine say she went and made about 35 or 40 sandwiches. The Lord told her to go buy some stuff and go out there and feed the homeless. Holly, she said, I didn't have money to do it, but I took the little that I had and I went and did it. Do you know God has that record? Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, oh, God, if I told y'all all the sewing she doing, all the things she does, she don't never want nobody to even discuss it. But she do it because the Lord talked to her about people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, I will bless the Lord at all times. I want you all to bless the Lord at all times. Don't worry about what it looked like. Hallelujah. Mike didn't know he was going to be in the hospital after he preached on Thursday, talking about going through with a purpose. Then he was afflicted. The enemy attacked his body. Oh, God, and he was in the hospital on Saturday. Oh, glory to God. And as I was getting ready to get on the broadcast, he told me to come get him. Hallelujah. And I was kind of fighting for time because I knew I had to speak. But I made the sacrifice, and I went and got him. And I made it back on time to complete this assignment. Oh, God, be encouraged, Sister Cammie, Sister Albertine, Sister Ruby, and anybody else on the line. I'm going to let Sister Ruby. Oh, God, I feel this thing today because we got to know that God ain't through with us, baby. We got to know we got to bless him in spite of. We got to know we can't even look at the situation. He said, call those things that's not. Do you know we can declare and decree? He said, you can speak to that mountain and tell it to be removed. He said, well, there's two or three. We're touching and agreeing on this line today. And before we get off this line, we're going to touch and agree, and we're going to bind some things today. Because he said, whatever you bind on earth going to be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth going to be loosed in heaven. We're going to bind some things on earth because I'm tired of the devil messing with my people. I'm tired of them thinking that I ain't real. I'm tired of them thinking that I'm a limitless God. Take the limits off of God. Say what you want to happen in your life. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that house. Speak to that car. Speak to those children and say, you will not have any relevance in my life. I will obey the voice of the Lord. I will do what God has caused me to do. If I got to sweep on the pavement, guess what? God will put his angels all around me. Hey, God, if I got to wear the same outfit every day, God will make sure it's not stinking. Hey, God, let me stop. Oh, because I feel something. See, when you begin to think of the goodness of Jesus, when you begin to give God glory, when you begin to bless him, you'll go back and remember from whence you came. You'll go back and remember that it wasn't you that exalted you. It wasn't you that got the promotion. God gave you the ability. God gave you the wisdom and the knowledge on how to execute. God taught you how to weave hair. Albertine, you didn't learn because you Albertine. God gave you those gifts. God gave you the gift to be an entrepreneur, Sister Cammie. It ain't not about your intellect. If God didn't keep our minds, we couldn't do nothing. Oh, God. Ah, back to you, Sister Ruby. I got to stop. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we going to pray today. We coming against that devil today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God ain't through with us yet. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. A humble shall hear and be glad thereof. I will bless the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we got a blessing today. Tomorrow ain't promised to us. Hallelujah. Woo, Sister Ruby, anybody else?
No, that's everybody.
All right, Sister Dawn Monday. They call it Blue Monday in the world. Hallelujah. But I thank God that the Lord has Sister Ruby, Sister Albertine, Sister Tammy. Where's Dawn at? I didn't see her. My sister just is so sweet. She's been on this line with us every day, just blessing the Lord and coming on in support. And she's been going through some things with us, son. But hallelujah, we going to pray today. Sister Ruby, any comments and remarks from you, and we're going to get into some prayer. We're going to bind this devil today. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody line is open, evangelist, and the word has just been a blessing, but blessing the Lord and praising him and doing will because he's got it covered. But I took away from it for me is that no matter what man or the enemy want to do, Jesus Christ know their plan all the time, and he's always seeding for us. He just want us to have faith and walk by more faith and more faith and not by sight. So I just thank for that story. It just was such a blessing to see that even though he let the men just kept on making their plan, but once the king sent him out there, he interceded because he knows the beginning from the end. So that's a blessing. So I'll turn it back over to you, Evangeline.
All right. We going to pray, Sister Cammy, Sister Albertine. You all have any special requests, we going to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer is always in order.
I just want to pray for just, this is Albertine. You know, I just want to pray for just strength because I know God has me. I know he has me, and I know it's going to turn around because the devil is a liar. Mm. And I know that just a test that I'm going through because I know greater in me than he that is in the world. And I know that God is, and I know it's a test to strengthen me. Because when I come out, everybody's going to be blessed. And that's a promise.
Hallelujah.
I know the Lord is with me. I know God is guiding me. And I know sometimes God allows things to happen. Sometimes just to see what you're going to do. Or sometimes he allows it to happen because he's taking some different direction. But you know what? And whatever it is, I'm going to bless the Lord. And I'm going to keep him first and seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because I know all things shall follow. And just keep me in prayer and keep me pray for strength and guidance because over the weekend, I was just so sad.
Touch her right now, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's all right, though, because I have that word, and that word is my rock.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't care what it looks like.
Yes,
God. I don't care what it looks like. I know my God. I know God has got my back.
Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we asking you to send your angels right now. God, and we're asking you to touch Albertine, God. And you don't know no more, Shia. Hallelujah. We're asking you to comfort her, God. Restore her joy, God. For you say it in your word, Jesus. You say it in your word that if we sow in tears, we shall reap in joy. So all of those tears that she has sown, God, all of the petitions that she has put before you, God, you said she's going to reap them in joy. Oh, God, we ask you to remember every seed she has sown and whatever matter she's sown in her. Oh, the monies that she's given. Hallelujah. hallelujah, the hair and the free appointments and things that she's done for our clients, God. Even the young man that she took in off the street, didn't know him and brought him into our home. I know because she shared some of it with me. Oh, God, you have to reward her. For you said you are a rewarder to those that diligently seek her. Oh, God, now I'm asking you to come in, God. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would lift up a standard against them. Oh, God, we coming against everything that's not right. We coming against, hallelujah, the bills, hallelujah, that we can't pay. We're coming against, hallelujah, those seducing spirits that would have other things that you don't care about. Hallelujah, we're coming against it in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan and we bind all your works. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. Hey, God, in everything that she's looking for you to do, God, we're asking you to do it miraculous. Oh, when she can come back and testify and say, God did that thing. Oh, God, we're asking you to look over our sons, God. We're asking you to bless our business, God. Oh, we're asking you to bless our finances, Lord God. Give her more than enough, Lord God. Give her enough where she can continue to sow. Give her enough where she can be able to do the work that you have called her to do. Oh, you got a ministry for this woman. You have a great ministry for her. Hey, God, and the devil don't want her to get it. Oh, but help her to hold out, God. Help her to hold out. Help her to not get weary and well-doing. Oh, for you said we would reap if we faint not. Oh, God, help her to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Help her, Lord God, increase her strength, God. Increase her faith, God. Help her to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Oh, God, I'm asking you to get in the fire with her. I know she feels like she's in the fire. Oh, but just like you stepped in the fire with the three Hebrew boys, you're going to do it for Albie this week. Hallelujah. Turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around like nobody can but you. Turn it around. I see turnaround right now. I see the chains falling right now. Oh, break every chain, God. Hallelujah. Take the shackles off and let her dance. The Lord said, get up and dance before him, Albie. Hallelujah. Get up and bless him. Get up and praise him. Get up and magnify his name. Tell him it ain't over till it's over. God say, I have the last say in this matter. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. He said, call those things that's not as though they are. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless. Hallelujah. Bless Tammy right now. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give up mine to rise up. Hallelujah. Every day, rise up with a praise on her lips. Rise up knowing that you're going to bless her business. Rise up knowing that you're going to give her some new clients. Hallelujah. Rise up knowing that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Rise up, Tammy. You don't need no man. Hallelujah. God say, I am your lover. I am your lover. I am your protector. I am your deliverer. He said, I'll send you the man. And the man that I'm going to send you, he's going to love the Lord. He's going to love the Lord with all his might, all his body, all his soul, all his mind, all his heart. But God said, I want you to get yourself fixed on me. I want you to know that I'm going to be with you until the end. I want you to know there's nothing that you can petition me for that I won't answer. God, bless our daughters, God. Bless the funds to come in where their tuition or be paid to go back to college. Bless our mother that's on the dialysis. Oh, God, bless them, Lord God. Overtake them, Lord God. And open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they won't have room enough to receive. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Oh, God, go to Sister Ruby's house right now, God. And touch her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She might not be suffering for no material things. She might not have a financial worry. Oh, but she got something that she's petitioning you for. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to meet it. Hallelujah, I'm asking you to answer that petition. Grant her her wishes, God. Hallelujah, reward her for the good that she's done. Reward her for those that she's made sacrifices for. Those that she blessed, Lord God, and they don't even know where the blessing came from, God. Reward, oh God. Remember Dawn and Jarvis, God. I remember my family as a whole, God. Oh, touch my son, God. As he approaches his 36th birthday. Oh, God, I'm asking you to renew his mind, God. Remember your people everywhere. Remember Sister T, God. We haven't seen or heard from her. Remember Sister Patrice. Haven't seen or heard from her. And all those that come on the line. Remember Minister Michael Lewis, continue to touch his body, God. Remember Pastor Hamilton, faithful, and all those that have supported this broadcast. Prophet Carlos Pearson, God. Remember him, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you today. Remember Evangelist Joshua. Pastor Singleton, remember. Aaron Singleton, remember him, God. Remember Dr. Winnie Singleton coming on the line tomorrow to preach the word to us tomorrow. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Oh, encourage our hearts, Lord God. Let us to know, God, that we are faithful. We are faithfully giving our life to you, Jesus. We're faithfully trusting in you, God. Oh, for you're not a man that you would lie, nor the son of man that you would have to repent. God, we ask for forgiveness for every ill word we've spoken. Anything we've done that was unpleasant and that was unkind, God, we asking you to turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around. Turn it around, God. Remember those souls that don't even know you. Remember those souls that won't worship you. Remember those souls that won't praise you. Remember those souls that won't bless your name, God. We even asking you to have mercy upon them. God, because you have mercy upon whom you will. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio today. We thank you for this platform that you have given us, Lord God. Let us not take it for granted. Let us not abuse the privileges that you've given us. Let us not abuse the favor that you've given us. Let us not be abusive of the grace and the mercy that you have extended to us. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. God, make it right, God. Remember my grandchildren, God. Oh, my grandson that's starting school tomorrow. 16-year-old Nino. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch him, God. Oh, let him do well in school, Lord God. He's the last one, Jesus. Oh, and I'm asking you to let him graduate, God, where he can get a full scholarship to go whatever college he wants to. This is his junior year, God. He got 2 years, God. Oh, I'm asking you to give me the strength, God. Oh, God, give me the strength, God. Give me the words to encourage him, Lord God, to let him know, God, that he's doing good, that you're proud of him. Oh, God, I bless you. Remember my great-grandchildren, God. Remember Dariel, Caviel, Rayel. Remember Caden and Bentley and Bailey, God. Oh, God, remember Danielle, God. Glenisha and her husband, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Remember my mother, Lord. Oh, God, help them to bless you, God. Ah, the door is wide open. Help them to come in while the door is open, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. Oh, God, Sister Ruby, if you want to pray, Albie, anybody want to pray a little further, we can pray. I just feel a need to pray. I feel like, as the Bible says, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail it much. Anybody want to pray, just pray, just pray.
Everybody, line is open.
All right. Woo! God bless you, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Remember, Sister Ruby, Albertine, Cammy, God, remember, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm at the gas station, and I don't care, but I'm going to still stand, and I'm praying. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you. Thank you. We praise you. We uplift your name, Father God, and no weapons formed against us shall prosper. The devil is a liar, and I bind it right now in Jesus' name. No weapons, Father God, and thank you for deliverance, Father God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like, but I know your word. I know your word, Father God, and I'm going to stand on your word no matter what, Father God. And I will continue to pray for this ministry, Father God, and I just thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
My God is an awesome God. He says all things.
Yes,
all things. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care. I'm going to pray.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray the Lord. I'm standing at the gas station, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a liar.
Yeah,
thank you.
Dr. Singleton to be with us tomorrow. Hallelujah. Invite someone to come on the line that need encouraging, that need to know that God is not far away. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Pray for those that we haven't seen on the line, even Prophet Michael Davis. Ah, the Lord dropped him in my spirit. Pray for him. I don't know what's going on, but pray for Prophet Michael Davis also. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, you can close us on out. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day today.
Okay,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless. Oh.
See you on tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
Yes, same to y'all. God bless.
Amen.